Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. My movie review marathon continues since this will be one of four reviews I'm dropping this weekend. I might even get another one in, never know. So I got plenty of content for you guys and even more to come. I also have a special announcement that I will get into later. Now, in today's episode, I have a new movie that came out in the theaters, a new release called Civil War. Now, this is one I'm told is kind of disturbing. Not entirely sure what they meant by that, but I will find out. It's listed as an action drama. So what is this one about? Now, this is taking place in pretty much present day, the near future at least. We see the president about to do one of those State of the Union addresses, and he's speaking about the secessionist movement and how the American government has had a major victory, and it's just a matter of time of when they will be defeated. Now, Lee Smith is a veteran war photographer along with her journalist friend. They plan to go to Washington, D.C. to try and interview the president in the wake of Western forces led by California and Texas. I mean, they're pretty much winning, and the president is even more isolated than the current government is on the brink of actually being overthrown. And actually, you know what? That's where I'm going to stop. I want to unpack this one a little bit. From there, you know, they begin their journey to D.C. It's over 800 miles away from their current location. And we see a rather eventful journey as things get more tense and dangerous as they're right in the middle of the action as these assault forces mount their, you know, take on Washington. So what did the pros think? Now, they came in at an 83% on the Rotten scale on 243 reviews, with the audience at a 77% on over 250 reviews. But what did I think? Now, let's get to these positives. There's absolutely no wasted time with the setup. They pretty much just throw you in the deep end. Things start out with a very tense suicide bombing situation, and it only gets more intense from there. I love the fact that they don't get into the details of why these states succeeded or the whole situation there. I think they didn't want you to get distracted. Had they really got into like details about the actual politics of it, which I'm not going to list anything here, I'm not going to get political at all. It would have distracted us from the point, which is primarily documenting a nation in turmoil, the uncertainty of that future, the disturbing thought and just the visions and the images of American citizens fighting and killing each other. Violence and just very unsettling things going on. And as these journalists and photographers, they're not taking sides or, you know, getting involved. It's just an unflinching eye documenting everything. And, you know, I get it. At times, this is actually pretty hard to watch, not because of the violence, which is brutal and very in your face, but what it represents and how close this hits to home. Now, back in the day when they made movies like this, I would think, okay, no way this would ever happen. But in today's climate, in light of, you know, certain events, I can 100% see a future where this could occur. And it's actually layered. It's not just straightforward because you do have your subsections in these movements. And, you know, again, not going to get any of that spoiler free. There's really one really disturbing scene that takes place when, you know, there's a scene that's shown in the commercials where they ask, you know, American, but what kind of American are you? What America? So that was a very a powerful scene. And again, something that I can totally relate to. Now, it's not preaching to you or telling you how to feel. It's just showing, I mean, pretty much just showing it to you so you can draw your own conclusions. And they do play out everything. I mean, they end it with the final battle playing out, and there's a very powerful photograph image, and it leaves you thinking, okay, so now what? Now, but I do have a couple of small negatives to get into. There are two deaths that I assumed would happen before they even started their trip. And as it was playing out, I held out hope that maybe they wouldn't go that direction. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe they're going to do something different. But no, both deaths occurred exactly as I predicted in my head, in the order that I predicted as well. So they didn't even, you know, switch that up. The story would have driven another point home a little bit better had they killed the other person in the group, which I'm not going to get into at all, because if I say anything, it's going to spoil it. And while, again, I did want to know the politics of it, you know, like I said, the exact reasons as to why the succession happened, I wish they would have given us a hint at, like, the timeline, you know, how long it's been going on, when it started, some indication of the turning point in the conflict where the secessionists are actually winning. I wanted to know kind of a little bit more details, not a bunch of exposition or anything like that, like these movies can do. But the way they do it here, like, we find out a lot of things just in passing and conversations and what's going on. That's the kind of thing I wanted, a little bit more of that. So without that context for me, it felt a little bit incomplete. But yeah, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Yes, I did enjoy it, and I will put this one right at an 81% on the Rotten scale. I'm actually not entirely sure I would ever watch this movie again. Maybe if I wanted to watch it with someone to see their reaction to it, that's probably the only condition I would watch this again. It's, not fun to watch. It's not, you know, easy to watch, due to how I connect it with the material. But I think everyone should, you know, watch this at least once. And like I said, the politics really don't even matter. What really mattered to me when I was watching this, a glimpse into the road we're headed down if we can't make some compromises and kind of get on the same page and just agree to just all work together. I mean, would you really want to take up arms against your fellow Americans on American soil? I mean, that's a pretty heavy thought. This movie's pretty heavy, so definitely make sure you're in the mood for this kind of movie before you go see it, because there is no letting up on this one. There's no lightness or levity. Yeah, it's just a heavy movie to watch, but I think it's a necessary watch. It's pretty good. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Oh, that's right, the special announcement. So I was recently contacted by a studio. They wanted me to check out a couple of movies that actually, and this is a first time big for me, which is why I'm announcing it. It's, you know, movies that, you know, will shortly, I don't know if they're, I mean, they're not, you know, tentpole movies, huge movie, but they're movies that will be released in theaters shortly, within like the next week or two, very soon. And they reached out, wanted me to, gave me the screeners, wanted me to review them. So I will definitely be getting to those, maybe even today if I have time. Well, I don't know if I say if I have time, you know, because like I said, I'm stuck in the house. So if I feel like continuing my marathon, put it that way, or maybe I want to go into these ones fresh. So maybe I'll start do one tomorrow and then the next day, because, you know, I'll make sure I have it out before the weekend, before its release. That way I'll give you guys an indication, because you guys have no idea what movies I'm talking about. And I'm not going to, you know, can't tell you here, not yet anyway. And I'll do my review. And yeah, we'll see what they say, because it's going to be honest. It's going to be real. I always make sure. So far, I've only had like really small, like independent people contact me to watch their stuff. It's, you know, I've only posted a couple of those movies on this podcast. Other times I've just provided feedback to them directly and not, you know, posted it. In all honesty, some of them ain't ready for prime time, ready for a real review. And the two I did were ready, so I did do those reviews. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest about them. So if they're good, they're good. If they're not, they're going to get the Cobra Kai treatment. No mercy over here. I always sweep the leg. But anyway, so pretty exciting stuff for me. So yeah, definitely stay tuned. Be on the lookout for that. And I do appreciate you guys so much. Thank you. And I will see you next time. Peace.